Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Like I always say to you people, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in. Conference championship style NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. And wow, what a day, what a day, what a day. Not the type of day I totally wanted to see, but you know what? One legend was going to be playing a guy that is going to be having an opportunity to be a legend. It's just a question of whether or not it was going to be Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady playing Patrick Mahomes. Tom Brady gets it done for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 31-26 over the Green Bay Packers. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs get it done over the Bills, 38-24. Couple of the big stories of the day may not even be the fact that those two teams won. It might be how they won. The Green Bay Packers had an opportunity, fourth down, late in the ball game, to score a touchdown, and they decide to kick a field goal. Not sure what the thought process was at that moment in time, knowing you need to score a touchdown. A field goal does you no good. So the real question to me is, what the heck was going on with Matt LaFleur, and why in the hell did he not give the ball to the guy who's the best player on the field in Aaron Rodgers, and how in the hell do you put that on your defense to get a stop and maybe never get the ball back? And then Patrick Mahomes, wow, what a performance from that guy. Once again, dude's going back to the Super Bowl. What else can I say other than I hear the music, I got to take a break. I'll do that. I'll come back and I'll rap about the NFL Rewind Conference Championship style right here on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. I'll be right back.
What do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday.
All the dolls feel like the same doll these dolls.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh no!
No!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not today or any day.
Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amounts you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com. Now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you looking for great sports memorabilia with the fastest shipping in the industry? Check out auctionofchampions.com. The fastest growing sports memorabilia auction house in the country, Auction of Champions has a huge variety of PSA 10 graded rookie cards, the largest selection of Fanatics licensed jerseys, and the best customer service in the business. With all items authenticated by third-party companies like JSA and Beckett, you'll love Auction of Champions. Check out auctionofchampions.com.
Get it in here. I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out.
Damn right.
Okay?
Damn right.
So can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the board.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Smoking hot.
All righty, everybody. I love being smoking hot. Thank you very much. Welcome back in. It is the Sports Overnight America program, NFL Rewind style, conference championship style NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. You can always get at me. Follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Check me out on social media, Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports. Check me out there. Let's talk. Let's rap about the NFL conference championship games, man. One last game left. The Super Bowl. Super Bowl 55. Tampa Bay. Go figure. Tampa Bay, Tampa Tom, and the guys go to Green Bay. They're going back to Tampa Bay to host the Super Bowl for the first time in the history of the NFL where the home team is hosting. So kudos to Tom Brady. Got to give credit where credit's due. 10th time that dude is going to be in the Super Bowl. Yeah, you heard me right. The 10th time that guy is going to be starting in the Super Bowl. The guy has spent 48% of his career winning Super Bowls, getting to Super Bowls. It's crazy, man. Just absolutely crazy. Dude's amazing. Fantastic job. Congrats, Tampa Bay. Congrats. Kansas City, they got it done as well. And it's weird because Kansas City got out of the gates like Kansas City does. Slowly. They're down 9-0 before they know what hit them. But they're just calm, cool, collected. Doesn't matter to them. Makes no freaking difference. We can spot you 10. We can spot you 9. We can spot you. We'll come back. We can do that. Man, oh man, they're good. It's going to be fun. Super Bowl is going to be fun. It really is. But I want to break down what happened in these games on this very day. And we'll get you all wired up and ready for the Super Bowl. Look, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers went out and played one hell of a football game. Great game plan. Todd Bowles was going after defensively, all over Aaron Rodgers. BA, man, in BA fashion, no risk it, no biscuit, like, goes after it there at the end of the first half. And to be honest with you, I'm sitting there watching the game with my dad, and I'm like, Dad, this makes sense. Makes a lot of sense to me, man. Because what do they got to lose? The Packers aren't going to be able to do anything. They'll have a few seconds left. This is a good move. I like it. Really paid dividends. Wind up getting a touchdown. And when you look at the game, 31-26, that touchdown doesn't happen. Maybe, just maybe, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers and him painting his legacy, which, by the way, I want to talk about that a lot. Because I do think that that's been hurt big time. He had an opportunity, man, to get to Super Bowl number two. I wasn't saying that he was going to win it, but he had the opportunity to get the Super Bowl number two. I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers. Like, when I say that stuff to you, it probably boggles your mind the same way it boggles mine. We're talking about one of the best guys to ever play this game at the quarterback position, but yet he's been to one Super Bowl. And if he does ever get back to the Super Bowl, which I don't know if that's going to happen. Not sure at this point. Really, really don't know. But if he does make it back to that game, it'll be the longest time ever between quarterbacks getting to a Super Bowl. It's 10 years now. Last time, Titletown is in Titletown right now, man. Titletown hasn't been Titletown since 2010. Well, we're going on 2021. It's 11 years, man. It's 11 years. So a lot of frustration in Green Bay. And you know what? Rightfully so. Should be. Aaron Rodgers should absolutely be pissed that he didn't have the opportunity at the end of that game to tie it up. Or at least give his team a chance to tie it up. There's like 2 minutes left in the game. I know you have all three timeouts. I know the two-minute warning is right there. But holy hell. Good God almighty. What the heck are you thinking right there? How do you take the ball out of the best player's hands? For the love of the game, man. Like, dead serious. For the love of the game, you give that man an opportunity. But no, it didn't happen that way, man. It didn't happen. The script wasn't written that way. And by the way, Tom Brady, as good as he was really bad too. I think he's one of two other people. Terry Bradshaw maybe and Mark Malone, the other guy, to throw three touchdowns and three interceptions and still win an NFC championship game or a conference championship game. I mean, sometimes you just got to tip your hat and say, you know what, this guy's great, and he gives his team a chance to win, even when at times it looks like he might be throwing the game away. Like, here was the difference. They scored a couple times when they probably shouldn't have, and they scored touchdowns, like at the end of the first half, when seldom used Scotty Miller comes out to burn them. And then the Green Bay Packers have times where they should be scoring points, and I'm talking touchdowns, because they're supposed to be the best team in the red zone, because that's what they've done all season long. But in the biggest game, in the biggest moment in time, they were nowhere to be found. And that offense wasn't as prolific as it's been all year. Aaron Jones, man, rough game. Rough game for Aaron Jones. Crazy, man. Just crazy. So, wow. Just crazy stuff happening for the Green Bay Packers, in the sense of bad timing for turnovers and mistakes. Aaron Jones, like I said, that fumble. Tampa Bay, boom, they score a touchdown. So when the Packers made mistakes, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers scored touchdowns. when Tampa Tom threw three freaking picks in the second half, the Green Bay Packers squandered opportunities and came up maybe with 6 points total from it. Look, man, outcoached, outplayed. The pressure that Tampa put on Aaron all day long, that was tough. That was tough. Hearing after the game, Aaron Rodgers' thoughts in his mind, I get where the guy's at. I'm sorry, man, but I totally get where the dude's at. And I'm a diehard Green Bay Packer fan. He has every right to be angry, upset, disturbed, depressed, and saying, what in the hell do I got to do? The guy won't even give me the opportunity. I'm the best player in the league. I've had the best season out of anybody. But yet, you're going to rely on a defense? And you're going to rely on the fact that you think maybe we'll get the ball back? I don't know what the hell was going on right there. I really don't. All right, I hear that music. No, I got to take a break. But when I come back, I'll talk a little bit about Patrick Mahomes and his quest for another Super Bowl. Back to back, that dude's just absolutely freaking amazing. So it's kind of cool. Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, the future, the present, the past, all happening right before our very eyes. All right, I got to take a break. I'll be back. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the NFL Rewind Championship, Conference Championship style NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hey, baby, we're gonna be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
What the hell's going on out here?
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Come on, everybody. Have another drink already.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people were drinking, probably a lot of Green Bay Packer fans, probably a lot of Bills fans, to be honest with you, and probably even those Buccaneers fans and those Chiefs fans, man. I mean, everybody was happy about what was going on for those guys, and then on the other side, you're drinking your sorrows away, to be quite honest with you. Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf hanging out with you here, Sports Overnight America, NFL Rewind style. Last week of it, by the way, Conference Championship NFL Rewind style here on Sports Overnight America. Next week, it is Super Bowl 55 preview on Sports Overnight America. Don't miss that. Obviously, I'll have all the coverage, everything, you name it. Dorfman will have you covered in every way, shape, and form. And again, check me out on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check me out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check me out on Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports there. And hey, gotta thank all the different outlets that do pick me up, and especially KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network, my people right here in the Valley of the Sun picking up the Dorfman late night. So do appreciate that very much. Look, man, getting back to the action, getting back to what I said I would, which was Patrick Mahomes and the way that this dude went out there and just performed. Calm, cool, collected. And it's easy, man. It's super easy when you got Tyreek Hill and Travis freaking Kelce, man. These dudes are ridiculous. They're the best in the game at what they do. That's the truth. Patrick Mahomes is the best in the game at what he does. It's the truth. Like, these things that are happening, they're not by chance. That's my point. Tom Brady has been consistent over 20 years. Patrick Mahomes has been extremely consistent over 4 years. I just love what we're getting here. The past, the present, and the future. Just keep letting that marinate. Keep letting that get in your brain and just say to yourself, wow, I'm watching greatness. And I'm seeing it from a guy who's 43, and I'm seeing it from a dude who's 25. Like, this stuff is just, this is awesome. This is what sports are all about. And it just goes with kind of my theme of the whole year. It's all coming to fruition here, man. Like, I'm not a mind reader. I'm not a miracle maker, but I'll tell you what I am. I'm a guy that can kind of see into the future a little bit. And remember what I told you kind of all year long? I said we're going to see a changing of the guard potentially here. We're going to see a passing of the torch. I mean, I don't know if there's any better scenario than this one. Tampa Tom Brady, man. Dude left New England and Bill Belichick. People were not thinking this was going to work out the way it did. Didn't look like it was going to work out the way it worked out during the year. But they got their act together. And quite frankly, like the Chiefs, very similar, man. Like the paths are extremely similar, but for different reasons, obviously. Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had to get familiar with each other. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs just had to keep interested enough. And it's like, it's crazy that I'm saying that about a team that was 14-2. But I really felt like they slept walked through a lot of games. And that's kind of the way it started with the Buffalo Bills. So this is just typical of how the Kansas City Chiefs go out there and they perform. They're not afraid to let it all hang out when they're down. And they don't crack under pressure. Like, to me, that was the biggest difference between the Kansas City Chiefs, who were supposed to win the game, and they did win the game, and the Green Bay Packers, who were supposed to win the game, and they didn't win the game. Their big guys made plays. Like, Travis Kelce was a beast. Tyreek Hill was a beast as well. Those dudes got him like 200 yards alone. You're not going to lose when you get those kinds of numbers. It's just not going to happen. But those guys are so special. They're so good at what they do, like I've said. That's a really, really good football team. And I was kind of down on the defense a little bit, but that defense stepped up. They played all right. Not going to lie at all. And Josh Allen looked confused and bewildered at times. And I said that too. If you listen to me, I said, hey, this has been a wonderful season and it's been great. Buffalo Bills fans can be proud. But you're going up against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. And here's what you got to take away from this if you're a Buffalo Bill fan. Look, the progress is there, people. There's no denying that. The progress is there. Your team has gotten better with Josh Allen over the last couple of years. I think you lost to Houston last season in the postseason. Getting in as a wild card, maybe. This time around, you're the second seed, and you're in the AFC Championship game. That's progress. That's moving in the right direction. Which, by the way, isn't always measured this way. And this is going to Arizona Cardinal fan just thinking about it. Because I'm sure a lot of people are happy for BA. And maybe some people are kind of angry and upset as well because he left. But, you know, interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff. Tampa Bay sold out. They went all out, man. Got Tom Brady everything he needed and more. And took time for that stuff to happen. Chiefs just had to keep their minds right, man. And when you're as explosive as they are, you can get down the way that they get down. Because they got the firepower to just punch right back. And their guys are just too good. They just don't make mistakes. Like Travis Kelce, he's got sure hands. And he's going to make the catch and he's going to get you the touchdown. Tyreek Hill is going to juke somebody. He's going to just take you out of your shoes. They make mistakes, and that was what I loved too, because they made mistakes, right? Early in the game, Hardman made a mistake, big time. Big time mistake. But, once again, had the ability to go out there and say, you know what? I'm okay. I can get this done. So, he had a couple really, really big plays. Didn't get down. Didn't get frustrated. Believed in their abilities. Andy Reid, too, man. This guy, I love this guy. What can we say about Andy Reid? What can we say about Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes? I can't wait to just think about all the storylines over the next couple weeks, too. where you're going to have the first time, I believe, the past two quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls, right? So there's just, again, so many cool things about the matchup. So many cool things about the fact that my theme is playing out and making me look like an absolute genius, too. Past, present, and the future is what we're seeing. Whether it was going to be Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, we're going to have that in some way, shape, or form. But I think we got, ultimately, I think we got what a lot of people want to see. I really do. You look at Patrick Mahomes' numbers, by the way, too. 29 of 38, 325, three touchdowns. Running game solid again, over 100 yards. It wasn't like they just kind of did it in little bunches. And the big play was Hardman, really. That reverse play was just sneaky, clever. And they hit him at such a big moment and such a big time. So yeah, man, the Kansas City Chiefs just seem to be clicking and hitting on all cylinders, and they're just extremely good. So I think when push comes to shove, and you think about what the Buffalo Bills were able to accomplish this season, they gotta be proud. They gotta be happy, man. They really gotta be proud. They really gotta be happy about it. All right, got to take a break. I'm going to do that. Come back, obviously. If you want, by the way, you can get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Let's rap about conference championship games. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Check me out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports. Okay? Keep it close, everybody. I'll be right back. NFL Rewind, conference championship.
We got one more to go. We're going to go out there and try to win it for you guys. And that's all we got. We love you. Help!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Without more licensed workers, Gary's roofing business might hit its ceiling.
Hey, that new contract just got pushed up. We are going to need all hands on deck to make this happen.
Hey, Gary, you booked me on that other job next week.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The spread of COVID-19 is still unchecked across the nation, and you need to keep your family safe. Make a new habit and check your temperatures twice a day, once before dinner and before leaving home in the morning. You can't afford to take chances, so use the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies, and it takes an accurate reading in seconds. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Quick and easy to use. You can count on Exergen to keep your family safe 24 hours a day.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Just win, baby!
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf coming at you with another NFL Rewind, Conference Championship-style NFL Rewind. Sports Overnight America, get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. Let's rap about the games that happened. What you think maybe about what will happen in the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 55. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. First team to host a Super Bowl. And go figure. Tom freaking Brady is the guy that got it done. Dude's been to 10 Super Bowls. Absolutely amazing. Looks like Patrick Mahomes is on his way to do something like that too, by the way. Three times this dude's been there. AFC championship game, looking to go back to win back-to-back Super Bowls. Wow. Talking about like consistency, talking about two guys that are just absolutely lights out, incredible. Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. Lucky dudes, lucky dudes. But honestly, man, they're skilled and they deserve all the accolades, they deserve all the credit because they've worked hard to keep going these places, man. So people that want to hate, I'm sorry, man. You should hate yourself because these dudes are unbelievable. And when you look up the definition of winner, there's a picture of Tom Brady and there's a picture of Patrick Mahomes. Dude's like 35-7. Over 42 career NFL starts? Come on, man. We're talking like video game numbers, and he's doing it in real life. So, yeah, I love these guys. I kind of want to talk about all four of these teams in this segment. Kind of talk about the journey and how it all wound up happening. Why not start with the Buccaneers, man? Tampa Tom. They did this so that they could hoist the trophy and host the Super Bowl. Again, the way that they got here, to me, it's absolutely amazing. It really is incredible. Didn't look like this was going to happen. It really didn't. Tom Brady and BA were kind of going at it in the beginning. Or were they? Maybe it was a facade. Maybe it was just to make everybody think that that's what was going on when it really wasn't. Because at the end of the day, really looks like it worked out. They sold out, man. They went after it. Doesn't always work out like this. More often than not, it doesn't work out like this. Let's be honest. But there's certain guys that if you have them, you have a chance to win. Look, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, these guys, you throw them on any team, I'm sorry, but I think they make that team a contender. I really do. I believe that. Dude, Tom Brady was in the AFC. He had Bill Belichick. Now he goes to the NFC. He's got Bruce Arians, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We haven't done this in forever. Some of this stuff, you just can't make it up. So you tip your hat and you say, wow, I'm watching greatness. And that's what Tom Brady is. He brought his greatness to Tampa Bay. He made them better. Congrats once again. Green Bay Packers. I think what we're always going to be talking about, and look, I'm a huge Green Bay Packer fan. Y'all know that. Born and raised in that great state. But I am objective as hell. Look, man, the Green Bay Packers are going to be talking about missed opportunities once again with another great quarterback. We did this with Brett Favre. We're doing it now with Aaron Rodgers. There's no other way to do it. There's no other way to say it, man. I can't make it rosy. I can't make this kumbaya because it's not. Like, one guy is having a legacy and it's ridiculously great. There's another guy who's on his way to that in Patrick Mahomes. This could have been Aaron Rodgers. That's what I'm saying. Aaron Rodgers may not get to two Super Bowls, and yet he's one of the best to ever play. It's crazy. Like, someone even said this to me. Troy Aikman's won Super Bowls, but nobody thinks Troy Aikman's better than Aaron Rodgers. There's some sense to that. But at the end of the day, man, you're measured by what you do. You're measured by your merits. MVPs are nice. They're great. But Super Bowls, there's something about them. They're special. So another missed opportunity for the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. And I blame a lot of it on Matt LaFleur for not having the balls to go for it there at the end of the game. And I blame Aaron Rodgers and the offense a little bit because they didn't do what they did all year. 26 isn't what they did all year. They averaged 32. All these teams averaged right around 30 points, by the way. Two of them got to that point, and two of them didn't. Buccaneers 31, Chiefs 38. Buccaneers might average 29.6 or something. The point of the matter is 30 seemed to be the magic number. They both got to it. Packers and that prolific offense, unable to do it. So tip your hat. They played a better game. They deserve to win. But the Green Bay Packers and their fans should absolutely be talking about another missed opportunity. And another opportunity where Aaron Rodgers could have been writing his name in the history books. Could have taken out Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. Could have put himself in a whole new category. Didn't happen. I don't know if it ever will happen. That's what I'm saying. All right, Buffalo Bills. I said this before. Look, you're going in the right direction. So, Bills fan, you know what? You're disappointed. You're heartbroken. But at the end of the day, and you're really heartbroken because you got out of the gates and your team was kicking some ass. And you're like, oh, yeah, everybody was saying we couldn't do it. Here we go. We're going into KC. We're taking them out. No. It just didn't happen that way because this is who the Kansas City Chiefs are. They can withstand blows like that. But back to the Buffalo Bills. Be happy. Be proud. I do think you're a team to be reckoned with. I do think that Josh Allen is an MVP candidate moving forward, year in and year out. He does need to improve, though. He does need to improve. I'm going to kind of put him and Giannis. I compare a lot of things. Him and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Like, the difference is we're making Josh Allen earn it a little more. Like, people gave it to Giannis right away. Josh Allen, the NFL, they're making him earn it more. And I think that he is a guy that will absolutely continue to work and get better. All the skills, all the intangibles. He's maybe a bigger version of like a John Elway and maybe a little bit more mobile than a John Elway. I think the future is extremely bright for the Buffalo Bills. That's what I'm trying to say. Sean McDermott, an up-and-coming coach. He may have gotten out-coached a little bit, too. I think that's what we saw, too, speaking of coaching. Like, B.A., old school. Andy Reid, obviously, old school. And McDermott and my man, Matty LaFleur, you know what? They got out-coached a little bit. It happens. It happens to the best of us. As long as you learn from those mistakes. To me, that's – let's see what happens next season. Let's see if the relationship between Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers takes a little bit of a hit because of what happened there at the end of the game. That'll be interesting. I think the Bills' relationship, quarterback-wise and all that, very good. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about at all. But, yeah, I think coaching was a huge factor. Huge factor. B.A., old school, Todd Bowles was calling up great defensive plays. Andy Reid, we know what he does. Lots of trickery, lots of confusion there at the line. And why the hell not? You got Patrick Mahomes. Speaking of which, why don't I talk a little bit about the Chiefs? Man, oh man. I think the real question for me about the Kansas City Chiefs is how good are they going to wind up being? How many Super Bowl rings is Patrick Mahomes going to wind up having? How many MVPs, Super Bowl MVPs, regular season MVPs, is this guy going to amass before he's all done and he calls it quits? I know that's not going to happen for a while. So the question again, how many does this guy amass of all these different things? And will he wind up having more than Tom Brady when everything's said and done? And if he can get two in his first 4 years, I would say that he could absolutely get it done. So, yeah, I love the Kansas City Chiefs. I think that obviously when you have Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Hardman, all these weapons – Allaire, a guy who we didn't really talk much about either, Clyde Allaire, who did have a rushing touchdown as well. Again, just so many weapons. You almost kind of forget about all the different weapons, the bevy of weapons that Patrick Mahomes has as his leisure to just go out there and throw the ball to. And I'm excited about what's to come with the Super Bowl. Just want to kind of get my mind moving in that direction a moment. In the last moment or two here. I mean, come on, man. Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Super Bowl 55. Again, it's just all coming together in the sense of the way I thought it would. It's a changing of the guard. It's a passing of the torch. And it's one of the guys who we all know is the GOAT. At this point right now, you got to give Tom Brady that title. And to be quite honest, look, man, he did something that not a lot of people can say they did. He was able to throw three touchdowns, but he was also able to throw three interceptions, and he wound up walking away with a victory. So, look, call it what you want. The guy's lucky. The guy's a little special. The guy has some magic to him. We're going to find out if that magic can continue to roll up against the likes of a guy like Patrick Mahomes, who ultimately, to me, man, is just so damn good. And if you make a mistake against him, he's going to make you pay. He's going to get six on the board, and they're going to convert those mistakes into touchdowns. All right, I hear that music. I know I got to take a break one final time. Come back, wrap things up, do what I always do, parting shot style. So keep it close, everybody. I'm super excited, super stoked about the conference championship games, but a little disappointed at the same time because, obviously, it's the final NFL rewind style here, conference championship style on Sports Overnight America. So a little disappointed, but I'll be right back. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close, everybody.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week. I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time with me here on the NFL Rewind, Conference Championship-style NFL Rewind in Sports Overnight America. Buccaneers going back to Tampa Bay to play in Super Bowl 55 as they beat the Green Bay Packers. 31-26. Kansas City Chiefs having the opportunity to defend the Super Bowl champions and go back-to-back as they win 38-24 over the Buffalo Bills. Look, man, it's always a long, tough, grind-out season. But at the end of the day, I do think we get the best teams playing in the biggest moment, in the biggest spotlight, and getting the biggest opportunity to hoist up that trophy and be the Super Bowl champions and be the kings of your sport. So this time around, Tampa Tom Brady and the boys have an opportunity to do something that nobody's ever done. Hoist and host the NFL Super Bowl in their own hometown. Pretty unbelievable. So the story about Tom Brady still is being written as we see. But Patrick Mahomes will absolutely have something to say about it. I can't wait to talk about it next week right here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf, everybody. Take care.